It's Here and Now. British folk icon Linda Thompson has a new album out, her first in 6 years. Here's a little of the title song, Won't Be Long Now.
Here goes everything. No more lies. I'm too cool for everything. I think I better live before I die.
Her fans are heralding it, not just because it's been a while, but because they didn't know if it would happen at all. Let's back up. In the 1960s and 70s, Linda Thompson was a folk superstar with her then-husband, songwriter and guitarist Richard Thompson. Here's a little of the two singing together.
I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire. And I'm falling.
But then, Richard left Linda for another woman, and he seemed to take her voice as well. Linda learned she was suffering from what she calls hysterical dysphonia. It left her unable to sing for years, although she managed to occasionally release an album. Now she has a new CD and dysphonia. How is it affecting her? You may have heard her story on Radiolab. We'll link you to it. It's incredible. As we welcome Linda Thompson from the BBC studios in London. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing now?
Well, you know, I'm doing good, except for, I do still have problems with my voice. You'll hear them a bit during this interview. I just have to work through them.
How much of this was coincidental, that this was when you had this breakup with your longtime partner? Was this dysphonia coming because of the breakup, or was it just coincidental?
Nothing's coincidental. But I actually got it when we got married. You know, that's when it first started. But it got worse when we broke up.
Yeah. And we know that after the breakup, you had the dysphonia and people were telling you, including Richard, we shouldn't tour. You did tour, and we hear it was an infamous tour because you were so angry at him, and you displayed that.
I did. I'd sort of hit him and stuff like that. But actually, you know, I was able to sing during that tour. God knows why, but I didn't have dysphonia.
Could it have been the anger and the fact that you were getting these feelings out?
It could have been. But I've just spent so many years and so much money on therapists and Primal Scream and God knows what. I've just given up analyzing it now.
Yeah. But the singing is quite beautiful. Let's listen to a little more from the new CD. And the lead song in particular, Loves for Babies and Fools, it features your ex, Richard Thompson. Let's listen to a little of that.
I care only for myself. Loves for babies and fools. Let better pens than mine extol the joys of love divine. Before I ruled love out, I searched every north and south.
Here you are collaborating with Richard on this song. Has there been some sort of rapprochement since you punched
him?
I've
worked with him quite a lot in the past few years. So, yes, he's easy to work with. That is one thing I'll say.
But does the anger still come out? And I'm wondering maybe if it does, that's what helps the voice come out.
No, it's just, you know, if you listen to the track you've just heard, I don't sound dysphonic at all. But it's getting now that it's worse when I speak. I think I'm more nervous now of speaking than singing. Hello, Sigmund.
And here you are, and with three generations of Thompsons.
I know. My grandson's on this, so that's a joy for me. He's a very good guitar player. And it's lovely to work with one's family. It really is good.
Let's listen to a little of As Fast My Feet. Again, three generations, your children, and Richard's child. Is this from another?
Yes, Jack's on it too. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's listen.
As fast my little feet can carry me. As fast my little wings can fly. As fast as automobile can ferry me. As fast as that thing can drive. The sun of rivet and aluminium. Banking in the setting sun. Shining like a silver star.
Cammy is singing the lead vocal, actually, and Teddy's singing harmony, and I'm singing a harmony.
These are your children.
The others are playing instruments.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. You are concerned about your voice. And we have a very beloved talk show host here in the United States on NPR. You probably know her, Diane Rehm.
Absolutely. I've actually spoken to her about it. But she seems to manage beautifully.
Well, she does. And I'm wondering if that's inspiration for you.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it is. She is inspirational. I should talk to her again, actually, because I don't know what she exactly does for her dysphonia.
Well, what do you do? We understand there were Botox treatments that might have helped.
I did. I had Botox in my throat, and it works beautifully, but I don't want to do it. It's very invasive, and it's very painful, and it's very sort of hit and miss, but it does work because it paralyzes the muscles, and you can't tense up. Mm. But I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. But can you, I mean, we don't want to belabor this thing that is causing you problems, but what did it feel like when it was gone? I mean, you would open your mouth and it was gone.
Oh, it's terrible. It still happens to me in studios sometimes. You just have to deal with it, that's all.
Well, then it makes it even more brave that you do live performing. Let's listen to a little of Blue, Bleezin' Blind, Drunk, recorded live at the Bottom Line on the new CD.
Let's.
My friends, I have a sad story, a very sad story to tell. I married a man for his money, but he's worse than the devil himself. For when Mickey gets drunk, I get battered. He batters me all black and blue. And if I say a word, I get scattered from the kitchen right into the room. So I'll go and I'll get blue, bleezin' blind drunk, just to give Mickey a warning. And just for spite, I will stay out all night and come rolling home drunk in the morning. Of whiskey.
It's a good night.
Yeah. But a story about battering. Also on the CD, It's Never the Bride, a woman sings about never being married. The songs can be dark.
Well, that's what folk songs are. You know, there's a lot of murder ballads and all sorts of stuff about, you know, family killing each other. It's kind of what folk music is.
It's beyond the kumbaya. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, please, let's not play that.
Linda Thompson, I hope you hear from the many people who grew up on your records, are still inspired by them, and by the voice, by this, you know, the clarity of your voice.
Thank you. My voice has been so terrible tonight. So, I'd like to hear from people who have dysphonia. You know, that would be very useful. You could Facebook me, and if you've got dysphonia, tell me how you handle it.
We'll do that. Linda Thompson, who is handling it beautifully with a new album, it won't be long now. Linda, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's a very great pleasure.
At 16, I fell for Billy. He was a tall and bonny youth, a friend to every pretty girl, but a stranger to the truth.
In awe of her. And Diane Rehm.
Yeah.
From NPR and WVR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
I swore I'd not upset him, but he said he couldn't marry me. His wife would never let him.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings. ICABoston.org.